Couldn't meet you at the gate, but we're very busy at the moment, he said, holding out his spare hand. Croissant rouge pursuivant.
You're a small red breakfast roll, said Vimes, nonplussed.
No. It means Red Crescent. It's my title, you see. Very ancient title. I'm a herald. You'd be Sir Samuel Vimes, yes?
Yes.
Red Crescent consulted a scroll.
Good, good. How do you feel about weasels? He said.
Weasels?
We have got some weasels, you see. I know they're not strictly a heraldic animal, but we seem to have some on the strength, and frankly, I think I'm going to have to let them go unless we can persuade someone to adopt them, and that's upset Pardessus Chatain Pursuivant. He always locks himself in his shed when he's upset.
Pardessus? You mean the old man out there? Said Vimes. I mean, why is he... I thought you... I mean, a coat of arms is just a design. You don't have to paint it from life.
Red Crescent looked shocked.
Well, I suppose if you want to make a complete mockery of the whole thing, yes, you could just make it up. You could do that, he said. Anyway, not weasels, then?
Personally, I'd just as soon not bother, said Vimes, and certainly not with a weasel. My wife said that dragons would...
Happily, the occasion will not arise, said a voice in the shadows.
It wasn't the right sort of voice to hear in any kind of light. It was dust dry. It sounded as if it came from a mouth that had never known the pleasures of spittle. It sounded dead. It was. The bakery thieves considered their options.
I've got my hand on my crossbow, said the most enterprising of the three.
The most realistic said,
Have you? Well, I've got my heart in my mouth.
Ooh, said the third. I've got a weak heart, me.
Yeah, but what I mean is he's not even wearing a sword. If I take the wolf, the two of you should be able to deal with him with no trouble, right?
The one clear thinker looked at Captain Carrot. His armour shone. So did the muscles on his bare arms. Even his knees gleamed.
It seems to me that we have a bit of an impasse. Or standoff, said Captain Carrot.
How about if we throw down the money, said the clear thinker.
That would certainly help matters.
And you'd let us go?
No, but it would definitely count in your favour and I would certainly speak up on your behalf.
The bold one with the crossbow licked his lips and glanced from Carrot to the wolf.
If you set it on us, I warn you, something's going to get killed, he warned.
Yes, it could happen, said Carrot sadly. I'd prefer to avoid that if at all possible.
He raised his hands. There was something flat and round and about 6 inches across in each one.
This, he said, is dwarf bread, some of Mr. Ironcrust's best. It's not classic battle bread, of course, but it's probably good enough for slicing.
Carrot's arm blurred. There was a brief flurry of sawdust, and the flat loaf spun to a stop halfway through the thick timbers of the cart and about half an inch away from the man with the weak heart and, as it turned out, a fragile bladder, too. The man with the crossbow tore his attention away from the bread only when he felt a slight damp pressure on his wrist. There was no way that an animal could have moved that fast, but there it was, and the wolf's expression contrived to indicate very calmly that if the animal so desired, the pressure could be increased, more or less, indefinitely.
"Call it off," he said, flinging the bow away with his free hand. "Tell it to let go."
"Oh, I never tell her anything," said Carrot. "She makes up her own mind."
There was a clatter of iron-shod boots, and half a dozen axe-bearing dwarfs raced out of the bakery gates, kicking up sparks as they skidded to a halt beside Carrot.
"Get them!" shouted Mr. Ironcrust.
Carrot dropped a hand on top of the dwarf's helmet and turned him round.
"It's me, Mr. Ironcrust," he said. "I believe these are the men."
"Right you are, Captain Carrot," said the dwarf baker. "Come on, lads, let's hang them up by the Boorazaka."
Town hall.
"Oh,"
murmured the weak of heart damply.
"Not now, Mr. Ironcrust," said Carrot patiently. "We don't practice that punishment in Ankh-Morpork, because Ankh-Morpork doesn't have a town hall."
"They bashed Bjorn tight breeches senseless, and they kicked Olaf strong in the arm in the bad kazas."
Yeast bowl.
"We'll cut the..."
"Mr. Ironcrust."
The dwarf baker hesitated, and then, to the amazement and relief of the thieves, took a step backwards.
"Yeah. All right, Captain Carrot.
if you say so.
I have business elsewhere, but I would be grateful if you would take them and turn them over to the Thieves' Guild, said Carrot. The quick thinker went pale.
Oh, no, they get really intense about unlicensed thieving. Anything but the Thieves' Guild.
Carrot turned. The light caught his face in a certain way. Anything, he said. The unlicensed